He testified he was in the vicinity of South Avenue on the afternoon of the murder. He said he was looking over some work that was being done on his property nearby. He admitted ownership of a Ford sedan, and he said he drove into the service road, which formed a semicircle with both ends on South Avenue, and after remaining in the road for a few minutes, returned by the same route as he had entered. Then he drove up South Avenue towards Tavers Avenue, where he was overtaken by a motorcycle policeman who asked him for his license and told him of the murder. By his adroit questioning, Leibowitz had established the presence near the scene of the murder of someone who fitted the description of the man whom witnesses had positively identified as Harry Hoffman, wrongly identified, Leibowitz suggested. What was the strength of the identification of Hoffman? He asked the jury. In cross-examination, Leibowitz forced Barbara Foss, now a girl of 18, to admit that when she saw the driver of the car, she was standing behind the car and could only have seen him side on. Yet she had identified the man as Hoffman from a photograph which showed him full face. She admitted, too, that when she had been asked to identify Hoffman in person, she had told the police, "That is not the man." And only after several visits to the police station had she become convinced that he was the man she had seen. Leibowitz questioned her at length regarding her memory of dates and events in her life,